Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We have the tale of two markets today. One is the soybean market. Really was strong here. Led the way higher, up 37 cents in July to 15.07. The previous high on April 29th was 15.20 and a half. So it looks like that's going to be the next target area. And then, of course, 15.07 is higher than yesterday's high of 15.01. So higher highs on the daily basis is extremely positive. And then, of course, being up 37 cents is a significant move. And could drive the market higher. New crop November up 22 at 12.54, right in line with yesterday's highs. One thing about the beans is everybody up to this point has been bearish the new crop beans because of the big jump in acreage. Well, it doesn't look like that's really affected the market here. The tightness in old crop supplies has really been the driver for the November beans at this point. Wheat futures and corn futures both closed in the red. July Kansas City down 7 cents at 761 and a quarter. We're at the critical support level here that we hit the other day, 759 and a half. It needs to maintain that in July. Chicago wheat down about the same at 7 cents. 663 and a half. That spread between July Kansas City and July Chicago remains about a dollar. It looks like it's going to close at 97 cents. Of course, it's been as high as $1.20. So that's a real mover.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Really, the only newsworthy thing on this Wednesday is the ethanol production report, 6.475. For the week ending May 16th, that's going back up here to the recent highs, which were just right around here, 6.7, 6.8 million barrels. Ethanol stocks were down slightly here, but still near the highs over the last year. And then profit margins have rebounded from last week back up to about $1.50 a bushel. The other thing is the hedge funds here continue to be the main drivers in this market. They're long across the board, long corn, wheat, and beans. And then today, for instance, they were buyers of about 10,000 bean contracts, 3,000 or 4,000 meal, 3,000 or 4,000 bean oils, and then they sold the wheat and sold the corn, which has kind of been the trend here. We're still estimating higher 14-15 corn supply, maybe some slower demand in the world level, and that's keeping things negative there. If you look at the soybean supply, it's actually estimating a little bit higher supply on the world level, which hadn't really been responding to that July bean as we're extremely tight here in the old crop. And then we're watching what kind of wheat harvest we have as the crop gets rolling here in Texas.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. June live cattle were down 47 cents at 138.27. May feeders were up 15 at 189.20. And June lean hogs closed up $1.32 at 119.92. In the grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was down 6¾ cents on the day at 761.5. Chicago July wheat was down 6¼ at 664¼. In the row crops, Chicago July corn was up a penny on the day at 474.5, and July soybeans were up 35.5 cents at 1505¼. And in the cotton markets yesterday, July cotton was up 29 points and closed at 89.29 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.